USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is starting 2 days of talks with NATO allies by calling them to devote at least 2% of their GDPs to defense.
And then, of course, of utmost importance to the alliance is alliance readiness, and that begins with increased burden sharing, a commitment to the 2% of GDP. So a lot of important issues to discuss.
In brief remarks today in Brussels, Esper says there's a lot to talk about, including the way forward in Afghanistan and expanding efforts in Iraq. Businessman Andrew Yang is no longer running for the Democratic presidential nomination. On MSNBC on Wednesday, he says there's one thing candidates have to support in order to get his endorsement.
All you have to do is come out for universal basic income. Say every American should get $1,000 a month, and then I will be there with you on the trail the next day.
Yang added that candidates are already reaching out to him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Household debt levels continue to increase. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York releasing a report that says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households took out loans to try to buy homes or refinance their existing mortgages. That report also says total debt for people ages 18 to 29 rose to a new record of a combined over $1 trillion.
A leaked audio segment from 2015 shows presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg adamantly backing his stop and frisk policy as New York City mayor and blaming minority youngsters for crime. Bloomberg apologized shortly before announcing his run for president, but some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
I think it's bullcrap. I think he's doing it for the presidency, not for like for being true.
He shouldn't have waited till he getting, you know, running for, you know, office or whatever.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York is ripping the Justice Department's intrusion into the sentencing phase of the Roger Stone trial.
The president is claiming that rigging the rules is perfectly legitimate. He claims an absolute right to order the Justice Department to do anything he wants. And the president has, as his attorney general, an enabler.
At least 15 people died after a small wooden boat carrying Rohingya migrants sank off the coast of Bangladesh. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The boat capsized while traveling to Malaysia in the Bay of Bengal off the southeast coast of Bangladesh, killing 11 women and 4 children. Authorities in Bangladesh have rescued at least 69 people, but passengers say there were about 130 people on board. The Rohingya are a Muslim majority in predominantly Buddhist Myanmar that have faced decades of sanctioned discrimination. More than 730,000 Rohingya left Myanmar after a military campaign against them in 2017 and have since lived in crowded camps along the border of Bangladesh. Smugglers seeking to offer illegal journeys to Malaysia are commonly found in the refugee camps. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.